Again, this garage sale, it was amazing. I got to see the tail end of it, and it just blesses my heart that there was so many people just, you know, working together, fellowshipping and this work. And somebody said, I think it was Randy. He loves to joke all the time. He said, it was about, pretty much starting a retail store and closing it down all in 2 weeks. And you guys did that. I am so amazed on all the work and the effort and the prayer. Thank you so much for that. And we've been in Peru for about 9 years. We're about to hit that 10-year mark. And we've built some leaders. We're going to have some pictures up here that you can see. And we could have the first picture. We've built some leaders. And looking forward to this 10-year, approaching this 10-year, I'm thinking and I'm praying and I'm asking God for 10 leaders to come. It blesses my heart to know that God will use me to build leaders. It blows my mind. This is our under the bridge gathering. And so, you know, the rent's cheap and the light is free. And so we have this momentum of just building disciples. Like I would say 90% of those people are being discipled and they're healthy and they're growing and they come to the house for prayer sometimes and they say, hey, this is going on with me and my wife, or hey, I have a problem at work or whatever. These are growing. These are not just people like, hey, come over. Just, you know, it's people that mostly start off at our house. It's, hey, you want to have a cup of coffee? Hey, you want to try a taco? They're like, wow, you make tacos? Yeah. And so these are people that we've gotten to know and love, and they pray for us, and we pray for them and encourage them. These are some of the kids on the other side of the pillar. And so we painted, there was some stuff written on there that we painted over, and we put a verse on the pillar. And can we keep going? The deaf gather at our house. This is where we have a help from Colorado. This girl, young lady, she's about 26. She's 26 years old, and she's single. Young guys out there that's single. And so she's helping us with the deaf. She loves the deaf community, and we inherited a deaf community that I was kind of handling for a while, learned sign language, working 9 years with the deaf, just gave me another language. Thank you, God. And so, Morgan came in and she stepped in and she's helping with us together, the leaders and Morgan, trying to build deaf leaders. And so we've had one deaf leader already, and so you'll get to see a picture of him. This is in Pueblo Viejo. It's a flooding area. It's a slum that just kind of, every 7 to 10 years it floods, and people kind of just get out and then come right back in. And so people continue to live there over 50 years, probably longer than that. And so it's just an area that we've been reaching for a while. When I first got there, Pueblo Viejo was handed to me from a pastor that had to leave for health reasons. And so the deaf and the Pueblo Viejo church. And this is a dome, little amphitheater that they built that was built for something, but it wasn't being used. And we're like, okay, we could use that. And so that's where we're starting our evening gatherings. And so can we go to the next picture? And so these are some of the people that we visit in another part of, a little further away from Puerto, a small town nearby that Paul's been there. we had a feeding program, and we've also had just a connection with them for a long time. They're friends, and we've actually been given a plot of land to build there, and so we're excited about Toledo is the name of it. This is part of the people that live in our house, and so there's about maybe four guys that are not there, and we just try to get everybody together to take a picture so I could show to you, and it didn't happen. So, these people are discipling. They're taking seminary classes. We're polishing all the rough edges that, you know, just happen with seminary, because I had that too. And so they get to see what life is with a married couple and with kids, and then they also get to learn other things that I could teach them, like how to drive, how to use tools, just different things that sometimes father wasn't around to teach. And so that is my wonderful family. And so that was this Easter. We're very excited about missions, and we, our kids are always talking about how, you know, even the garage sale, they said, this is money going so that we can bless, right? And so these guys are getting to see a lot of what missions is about, and we're trying to lead them in that direction. Dennis and Janita, this is a picture of one of the weddings. We've had how many weddings? Yeah. So there's, yeah, and apart from coming to Texas and having a wedding here a couple of times, God has allowed us to minister to families that want to get married, and they hear about how beautiful God planned this to be Christ in the church displayed, and they want to be part of it, and they're like, hey, we've been praying about this. We need your help. And so we walk them through it. It's pretty difficult to get married in Peru. There's a lot of steps to take, and that's probably why most of them, or, you know, a lot of them haven't. And so God has used Dennis and Janita. They're from Brazil, and we've partnered together. They're, I met Dennis. Dennis was at a local school. He's a teacher, and he's also a professor at one of the English schools there, and so he knows English, Portuguese, and he's learning signs in our house. And so I got to disciple him, encourage him before we knew it. I mean, he was just on fire. He's a smart guy. He's just probably halfway through seminary already. He's a powerhouse. I'm really excited to work with him, and he's the one that's kind of just delegating most of the stuff right now. I would like for you to pray for Dennis and Janita, that I know how hard it is. Well, just like Paul or you know, whoever is in ministry, you get stuff thrown at you. And so that's Vladdy and Carol. They're another group pastors that we've discipled. Vladdy, actually, I think I met him at a very young age, like 14 or something like that, and now he's married, and we've all been praying for his baby, Mateo, that's had difficulties with his intestine. And so we get to see these people just go from kids to discipling others and leading congregations. That's amazing. Keep going. Jared, he's still studying, still single. He started his master's program in seminary, and I was like, you have too much. You just stop there. You don't need more than that. And so he's growing. And a friend of mine asked me in a congregation in Colorado if he can go over there and disciple. And I was just thinking, wow, can we send somebody to the U.S.? But anyhow, that's, you know, I use him a lot, so I don't want him to go. Okay. and so this is a Bolivian family that lives with us, and they're also reaching, discipling, and seminary. And next, and they're helping. They help in so much. Even his his wife, Amaria, is Marcos and Amaria, I'm sorry. They, you know, sometimes I wake up and I see that my kids are already eating, and I'm like, thank you, Amaria. So she'll beat us to the punch, and it's amazing. We're all working together in our house. Morgan, she is amazing, music, artistic. As you can see, the back, it's Romans 11:36. All things to, for, and from him. And so every, like, quarter, we change the verse. And so she works with the deaf, and she works with the, helps us with the music. And the guy that was playing the cajon, he's also in training for leadership with the deaf. And so we're, you know, pray for him. I know he's young, he's got a lot of distractions, and yeah. Yeah, Isai, yeah, Jason and Cecia. So, I wish I would have given a picture to Andrew. I have a Friday night study with all these pastors, and we're going over just a marriage book and trying to, you know, rough out just little areas, iron out little wrinkles, and it's amazing that. Now my job really, somebody asked me the other day, so what are you? Are you a missionary? Are you a pastor? Or what? And I said, yeah, good question. I'm a missionary. I discipled these guys that are already, you know, just taking other things over. And occasionally, you know, I will baby somebody for a little bit and help them grow. But God has put me in this position to start leading these guys, and so he is in another city, two flights away, in a congregation that's growing, and he's great with young guys. He's a disciple maker, and he was living in our house, and God opened an opportunity for him to plant in the city of Huanuco, and so it's a really nice city. It's similar to Cusco, if some of you have seen Cusco. Yeah, and so we've teamed up with a group of friends there that are helping with accountability while they're in Huanuco. We're not just kind of like, hey, see y'all later, bye. No, there's a group of brothers that are kind of helping each other there so that we, you know, we need help, and we need brothers and sisters, a healthy community like this. And Sosimo lived in our house too. He's deaf, and so this is, I love you. And so he is Daniel's best friend. He says, oh, he's, you know, when Sosimo was getting married and he was leaving our house, he started crying. He said, but he's my best friend. I said, he's got to go. He's got a wife, a future wife waiting for him. And so there, and his wife, Evelyn. And so I had the privilege to work with him, helping, you know, just, you know, helping him build his you know, knowledge in theology and just different things, questions he had, and God has him leading a large congregation in Lima with deaf. And so we're super blessed by him. Richard and Yesenia, they're our first pastors that we sent out, and they're near Cusco in Salvacion, and they are Life Church and some local friends from Texas have helped us start a business for him to run so that he could continue the work and do some further work during in the river. And so things are growing for this family there. And this is Richard and Yesenia. You could keep them in prayer as well. And so I want to tell you the story about one of these pastors. He had an addiction, and he said, you know, I'm tired. It's like I just keep messing up. And I tell him, Jesus prayed for Peter, knowing that he was going to, you know, he was going to betray him. And this is one of my favorite things to share. It's one of the scriptures I use the most, that that Jesus is there with, you know, with us. He saved us. He paid already, and he uses the body. He uses brothers and sisters to encourage us to remember these things. We know that Peter denied him, and then we know that you know, in Acts, you know, he's preaching the word. He's sharing about Jesus. And I get to experience with these pastors that were struggling with certain things, and they have victory through these addictions, and they are now sharing the gospel. They're preaching, they're discipling others. I wanted to share this verse here. In John 17, all of you have read this before. It says, in John 17:20, Jesus says, "My prayer is not for them alone, for the disciples, the 12. It says, I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message." So I like this pastor that I was mentioning. As he was having these shortcomings, I kept reminding him, Jesus has prayed for you. This is his prayer for you. He prayed for Peter. He prayed for you. Walking alongside these guys is what we do. Ruth has developed a great group of girls that she has a friendship with and that she's discipled since they were younger. Now they're her friends. And this is what we're doing. This is what we're experiencing in the jungle, and this is what you guys are helping us do. I am so thankful for you guys sending us. I am very thankful that I got to see some of this garage sale. I am thankful of how much you guys have raised. I look at the spreadsheet that Scotty meticulously does, and I say, God, I pray that these funds will bless your name, that it will honor you, and that your kingdom will be known on this earth. So all of this, guys, and also before I forget, my friend reminded me this morning. He said, because I was telling him, this congregation is healthy. It was great. That's why I came here, but now it's just brilliant. It's just bright and beautiful. I mean, it's just more than when I left. Maybe I had to leave, but it was me. I was a problem. And I was telling them, they have groups. If you're not in a group, if this is your first time, you wanna know some. There are groups, amazing groups. I visit some of the groups while we've been here. It is flourishing. It's beautiful. Please reach out to somebody and ask about these groups. People are discipling here. If you need discipleship, you need to grow, you need to let go of something, please reach out to somebody here at Life Church. So I want to say thank you so much. Jesus died and paid for us. He rose on the third day, and with that, he gave us eternal life. This is the message that's going in Peru. This is a message for all of us here, and we need to trust that. Believe that. Thank you, Father, so much for this opportunity that you give us. Thank you for Life Church. I pray blessings over them. Please provide for them. Protect the leaders here. Thank you for all the patience that Paul and Julie have for me and my family, and for everything that you're doing through Life Church. We pray that also that you will bring more people to Life Church, that more people will worship you here at Life Church. Thank you so much for the worship, for everybody helping in every part of this congregation and the children. Thank you, Lord, for everything you are doing here. In Jesus Christ, we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Okay, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Let's stand. We're going to close today. Again, you can support them through making your offerings to Life Church. You can just put Peru in the memo section, or you can, when you go to the website, there's a distinct section that has Dan and Ruth's picture on it. So please support and be praying for them. And this is your last chance to see them. So bless them before you leave, or say hi, or give them a hug. Anyway, we're very proud of you guys and very proud of what's going on down there. And we'll be hitting it hard here ourselves. We have another Alpha course coming in the fall that we're going to publicize a little bit more. So people need Jesus. You really do. So everywhere you go, they need Jesus. So represent Jesus accurately. There's such a need to do that. I firmly believe, as we look in the world and see things that we used to be certain of and we're less certain of, then people's minds are inevitably going to be going to eternal things. Like, what is what's the truth that is greater than what we see around us? Well, we'll be ready. Amen. They're doing it down there, and we're doing it here. So, amen. God bless you guys. Have a great Sunday. We look forward to seeing you again. Make sure to say hi to Dan and Ruth, or bless them before you leave. But may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you, give you his peace this Sunday. Amen. Amen.